It's working?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you very much for this invitation. As Dr. Mojile said, I am currently a member of the ASCO board, and today I want to talk not only with my ASCO board member hat on, but also as the only member of the panel who comes from a low and middle income country. You know? We heard this at the beginning of the presentations. Dr. Anderson framed this very correctly. Not only is the representation of older adults in clinical trials very low, but the representation of people who come from different racial and ethnic backgrounds, different socioeconomic status, is also very low in clinical trials. And this comes from the fact that most clinical trials take place in high-income countries, and not only in high-income countries, but in the largest cancer centers in high-income countries. So not only is age a problem, but also the populations included in clinical trials are the most privileged populations of the most privileged countries, and clinical trials are not out in the community. And I think this is something that we have to take into account, because even though age is a disparity, we also have to consider that there are a lot of disparities within this disparity. So older patients from underrepresented racial and ethnic backgrounds, they are underrepresented within the underrepresented. No? Older patients from low and middle income countries, underrepresented within underrepresentation. And many of these very interesting policies, like the FDA recommendations, what you're doing in Switzerland, what you're doing in France, these things are not happening in most places of the world. So we need to think, we're here at the United Nations, so we need to think globally. How are we going to change trials? How are we going to design trials so that patients all around the world can get access to these new developments, and maybe not so new. In some places of the world, you all know, there is no access to even the most basic stuff, and things still need to be tested in these populations. Regarding ASCO initiatives, I'm very glad that Dr. Lichtman is here, because I believe he was one of the first who spearheaded the initiative with ASCO and Friends of Cancer Research that tried to improve eligibility criteria for clinical trials. I think that, in fact, that initiative led by ASCO was one of the things that led to the FDA making these recommendations that I hope get instituted in the future more. And I encourage you all to read the Friends of ASCO and Friends of Cancer Research publications. They were recently updated. Actually, Dr. Alison Magnusson from the University of Rochester has published a very, very nice paper on performance status, which we all know is a huge problem. So you can increase age or mandate an increased age in a clinical trial, but if still you have ECOG-PS as one of the inclusion criteria, if you have creatinine clearance as one of the inclusion criteria, then you're cheating a little bit, because those are the hidden exclusion criteria. So the new proposal from ASCO and Friends of Cancer Research says that patients are eligible for a trial by default, and they are only included when the scientific rationale is strong enough for that patient not to be given that specific drug. Protocol development should start with informed consent as the only eligibility criteria. And any inclusion or exclusion criteria should be tailored to the specific scientific objectives of the study based on what is known about that specific drug. So including these criteria that are in every single clinical trial that are copy and pasted is not appropriate. And it leads to the exclusion not only of older adults, but of other individuals. And finally, we need to make an effort to make trial participants more likely to the population that actually gets this disease in real life. No? And I think that we have to learn a little bit from the pandemic. During the pandemic, we were able to be more flexible with the way in which we recruited patients into clinical trials. And I think this is one of the greatest barriers that we sometimes don't think about when recruiting older patients into clinical trials. Older patients will enter a clinical trial if they are asked. Most times we don't ask, or researchers don't ask, because of ageism and preconceived notions. But many older patients are getting their treatments outside of the large cancer centers, and they have to travel a lot to come to a clinical trial. They have to spend a lot of money to come to a clinical trial. So I think that we need to think about how we can use telemedicine and other of these tools electronic informed consent to approach clinical trials to all their patients where they are, to meet them at their home, at their community, instead of having them come to cancer centers. And this applies to patients all over the world. So I think that that's a good food for thought for when we have our discussion and our thoughts. How can we make sure that clinical trials are closer to patients? And I think that with that, I'll finish, and I'm looking forward to the discussion.